Grainne Duffy there. Good Love Had to Die. She's our special guest, of course. How you doing, Grainne?
Hello, how are you?
Looking well.
Thank you very much, Ryan.
Listen, when did you first start singing? Well, you've got such a unique voice. I'd just like to know, did someone take you early on and bring you to vocal coaching or something?
Well, no, I never did anything like that. But thankfully, like, kind of growing up, we were all through school, made singing choirs and stuff like that. And then my sisters were a big music collector, so I'd be singing along with stuff at home. My father loved all this sort of country, rock, American stuff. So I was singing along with all those songs. And then listening to music was only vocal coaching I got. But yeah, I suppose it was just, I think for me, it was more loving music and listening to it and singing along. That was the main way I learned.
But you seem too young to be into this kind of older, it's bluesy kind of influences.
That's
and all, you
true.
Know, there must have been a mad record collection in your house, was there?
Yeah, that was the main. We had a record player at home, and every Christmas we'd be asked, do we want a new record? So we'd get a new record for Christmas. That was our Christmas present. So we'd no TV. So what we used to get was, like, you know, yeah, well, of course, like, my father's.
Yeah, you'd no TV?
Yes. I know it sounds ridiculous.
A strange house.
Yes. Very strange. No, we'd no TV. So we used to always, you know, get these records, and my sister was getting more rock and roll records. We might have been, the younger ones were asking for Papa Don't Preach from Madonna and stuff like that. But whereas my older sister just said that she would be asking for stuff like the Rolling Stones, the Pretenders, and so we were getting stuff like that, and then listening to those sorts of artists along with the country stuff my father's listened to, which is more kind of Reby McEntire, Linda Ronstadt, all that sort of stuff. And I suppose I was just hearing, like, there was soul coming into the house, was all that sort of stuff. So just singing along with that gave me a love of this style of music.
How old were you when you did your first gig? I mean, like a proper gig.
Oh, I think I was about 15 or 16, because myself and my two sisters had a band with a couple of other guys, and I was the youngest of the three, so they wanted to get out gigging, and I was still naive to the whole thing, but I went along, and it was a pretty nerve-wracking experience. We went, I think it was like a dinner dance or something, and it did not work. It was a footballer's dinner dance, and I don't think it was the most awful. I think, I don't know whether I was more scared, or my parents were in the front row, and their eyes looked like as scared as us. So.
A footballer's dinner dance?
Yeah.
Oh dear, yeah. It sounds,
so I've done it all.
You have. If you've done a gig like that. I once played in a punk band who were mistakenly booked for, like, a pensioner's do.
Oh.
You know,
some
bass player had blue hair and all, you know.
I'm sure they were thinking they got the wrong medication in the morning.
Exactly,
time.
Going, what's going on here? You know, and they were saying things like, do the Gambler by Kenny Rogers. And we're going, right.
Which?
I know. So I know what you mean.
You're sharing your stripes in this game.
But that's it, you know. It all stands to you.
It does. Like, I mean, of course, at the time and all, I just couldn't wait for the thing to be over. But looking back, it's all those things that make you how strong you can be. And you can just realise everything's just a learning curve, and you just learn to just rock on, as they say.
Now, you released the Test of Time album a couple of
that's
months
right,
ago.
Yeah.
How did that do for you?
Yeah, I've been getting some really good press and things in the UK, especially. We've been doing a lot of work over there. We've been playing over there, and we're going back over there next week to do 4 shows. So it's been building momentum, and of course the main thing is building your fan base, and it's great for I'm becoming more of a songwriter now and all things like that. So for that's the main thing it's been doing for me, especially in the UK, where we're kind of building the fan base. That's where it's been doing the most work.
Because on this album you worked with a guy called Nico Bolas.
That's
yeah?
right,
but
yeah.
He's worked with Rod Stewart.
Yeah.
Keith Richards, John Mayer, Neil Young,
everybody,
people like that.
Yeah.
So
yeah, he's great.
What's it like when you get into a studio with someone?
Well, Nico, we sent the tracks. Actually, unfortunately, I didn't actually get to be in the studio with Nico because he mixed it and produced it from America. He was over there, and he was working on the album over there. So the brilliant thing was, though, it was just every day we'd have these conversations. He'd call me up and we'd talk through each track, and he was so inspiring. Like, you could tell he's just one of those people who's been in the business so long. Everything is a real vibe when you're on the phone to him. It was just like, you know, you just wanted to be there with him. You wanted to soak up that energy. He's got a real vibe, you know.
Is it not very intimidating when your work is sort of being paraded in front of a guy like that who's worked with some of the greatest singers and artists in the world?
It's true. Well, you could be intimidated by it, but the fact that I wanted to work with him so much, I looked at it more of it like a privilege, and I was going, well, this is a real opportunity. So instead of, I had to kind of go, look, I've made a decision to work with him, so I want to just make the most of it. So I could have been kind of intimidated by him, but instead I wanted to say, well, this is a great opportunity, and I wanted to learn from him. And it ended up being, we just got on like a house on fire. So I was glad. I just tried to think, okay, well, this is just a new project to him, so I just have to roll with it.
No, good stuff. I mean, when you're rubbing shoulders with people like that, you know, that's it can only help you.
He said
gigs, the Derry Jazz Festival, yes, of course. So talk us through those that you're
well,
playing.
Well, we're playing tonight at the Derry Jazz Festival. Tonight is with Ronnie Greer's band, which that is a band I sit in with sometimes. So yeah, that'll be good. And we're doing, I'm looking forward to it. It's a great band. Ronnie's fabulous guitar player. And that's tonight in the Bentley. And then I'm playing my own band tomorrow night, Saturday night, and Sunday night in the Magnet. So we'll be doing two dates up in Derry on Saturday and Sunday. So
busy enough.
Yes, now, and then as I said, next week we're in the UK.
Right, and then you're back, you're in Belfast then, the Empire?
Yes, we're going to be doing a week in Norway and then we come home to do the show in Empire in Belfast, which we're really looking forward to because we haven't played there before. We've been in the Black Box, but this is a new venue for us.
No, the Empire's a lovely venue, yeah. Really is.
It's going to be a rocking night. We're hoping all the old crowd, the good old fans have been coming for a long time and lots of new ones will be coming down to the show.
It'll be good stuff. Now, you've Paul along with you playing the guitar. So you're going to do us a wee tune here?
Yes, we're going to do the opening track from the new album's called Every Day.
Go ahead.
Thank you.
Time goes by so quickly, baby, now that I found you. Oh, time goes by so quickly, baby, now that I found you. Stop this feeling. No, I never want to let you go. No, I never want to hurt you, darling. So I need you to know. Every day, every minute, every second, every hour, every time that I find I come close to loving you. Slips by so fast, so I'm trying to hold on. And I don't know, baby, if I can be as strong enough. Yeah, strong enough. Keep on loving you. Yeah, loving you, yeah. Well, it all just seems so much better, baby, now that I found you, yes. Well, it all just seems so much better, baby, now that I found you, yes. And I never want to stop this feeling. No, I never want to let you go. No, I never want to hurt you, darling. So I need you to know. Every day, every minute, every second, every hour, every time that I find I come close to loving you. Slips by so fast, so I'm trying to hold on. And I don't know, baby, if I can be as strong enough, yeah. Strong enough to keep on loving you. Oh, yes. Oh, loving you. Oh, yes. Loving you. Oh, yes. Loving you. Yeah, yeah. Every day, every minute, every second, every hour, every time that I find I come close to loving. By so fast, so I'm trying to hold on, and I don't know, baby, if I can be as strong enough. Yeah, yeah. Every day, every minute, every second, every hour, every time that I find I come close to loving you. Slips by so fast, so I'm trying to hold on, and I don't know, baby, if I can be as strong enough. Strong enough to keep on loving you. Yeah, loving you, yes. Oh, loving you. Yeah, loving you, yes. Oh, loving you. Yeah.
That's terrific. Thanks very much, Grania.
Thank you very
Thank
much.
You. Thank you, Paul. Gentleman.
No problem. Nice one, Johnny.
So, Derry Jazz Festival this weekend, and then the Empire is the Belfast gig, 31st of May.
Yes, we hope to see you all there.
Grania, good luck to you.
Thanks
Thank
so much,
you.
Johnny.